1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Here are two tremendous statements. Number one, there is one God. Number two, there's one mediator between God and men. Now, I don't suppose that anyone listening to me this morning questions fact number one. There is one God. The Bible everywhere insists on this, both Old Testament and certainly New Testament. There is one God. Of course, we know from the full revelation of the New Testament that this one God consists of three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each one is in himself, in his essence, God, although they are distinct persons. One is called God the Father, the other God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit. There is one God. Now, creation manifests the Creator. There can never be a product without a producer. And as we look upon an amazing, infinitely complex creation all around us, whether it be in the vast universe of space, or whether it be the universe of the atom, whether it be, my friends, that which is immense and great, or whether it be the microcosm, I care not which, all proclaim the fact that there is an almighty and all-wise God behind it all. There is one God. Now, creation tells me his power. Sinai, Mount Sinai, where the law was given, tells me of his righteousness. But it's only in Christ, the Son of God, that I can find the heart of God. His not only wisdom, but his grace as well. In the Old Testament, he proclaimed these words in Jeremiah 9:23. I am the Lord, which exercised loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. And the New Testament reveals him then as being righteous and yet gracious. Now, getting back to my text, there is one God. It follows it up with fact number two. There is one mediator between God and men. The word mediator, of course, means a middleman, an umpire, an arbiter, if you will. There is one middleman between God and men. Just one mediator. Not a procession of subordinate mediators or mediatrix. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. You see, sin had come in between God and his creature, and thus produced a tremendous, impassable chasm, a great moral gulf yawned between a holy God and his unholy creature, between a righteous deity and his unrighteous creature. There was a great impassable gulf, I say. God could not compromise his righteousness by shrugging his shoulders, as it were, and extending his hand to his creature without the claims of righteousness being settled. He cannot wink at sin. He cannot overlook sin. And so sin's penalty had to be met, and sin's cost had to be paid. And so that's where God in Christ came down, so that the Lord Jesus Christ became the mediator. He was God. He could therefore meet all the claims of God. He was infinite, therefore he could offer an infinite sacrifice. But he was also man. God became man through the mystery, amazing miracle of the virgin birth. God became man, the Word became flesh, and the Lord Jesus Christ, God and man, went to the cross of Calvary, and there he gave himself a ransom for all. So that today, if you and I would know God, we can know him through the mediator. For the Lord Jesus Christ can place one hand on the throne of God because he is God, And he can place his other hand upon me because he is man. Isn't that something? He is God and man, so that he can meet the claims of God, which he did at the cross, and also place his hand around on my head or his arm around my heart and bring me back to God in all the value of his work. There is one middleman between God and man. You know, my friends, there are immense cables that link the continents today. These cables lie at the very depth of the ocean. And at this very moment, while I'm talking to you, there are hundreds of thousands, uncountable messages being flashed across from this continent to Europe by means of these underground cables, these great communications. But you know, before communication could be established, those cables had to be submerged, literally miles down beneath the mighty ocean, to lie on the ocean floor. And before there could be any communication between man and God, the Lord Jesus had to undergo the mighty Atlantic of the wrath of God on the cross. And because he died there, now then, God can come out and say, "Thy sins be forgiven thee for his name's sake."